AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A major bank has been ordered to reimburse billions to customers who paid bogus fees and interest on cars and homes. Correspondent Jim Krasula has our top story.
Wells Fargo will pay nearly $4 billion in fines and refunds to customers after a series of scandals related to its sales practices. Federal regulators found a list of consumer financial law violations, including illegal fees and interest on auto loans and mortgages, as well as incorrectly applied overdraft fees against savings and checking accounts. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
A day after January 6th, investigators voted to recommend criminal charges against former President Trump, another group of lawmakers will decide on whether to make his tax returns public. CBS's Robert Costa is in Washington.
The House Ways and Means Committee will meet this afternoon and decide whether to release 6 years of information on the former president's finances.
The Biden administration has until 5 p.m. Eastern to respond after Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts issued a stay, allowing immigration officials to keep turning back migrants at the border. It was set to expire at midnight. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in El Paso.
Thousands of migrants seeking asylum are overwhelming shelters.
Have you ever seen it like this?
No. John Martin runs an El Paso homeless shelter that is mostly filled with migrants. Capacity is 120. But to avoid the freezing temperatures earlier this week, more than 230 people pack the rooms and hallways.
We're simply running out of food.
Officials in Northern California say a 6.4 earthquake off the coast this morning has cut off power to 70,000 customers, damaged homes and roads northwest of San Francisco. Carrie Ann Bedwell, geophysicist at the U.S. Geological Survey.
Coastal cities are kind of trickling in with some people that are going to our website and reporting what they felt.
She says there are no reports of injuries, but significant aftershocks are possible. Cold and flu season are hitting hard. Throw in rising cases of RSV, and it's become difficult for many parents to find over-the-counter pain relievers for their kids. Morella Ornate Aram is mom to a nine-month-old in Fort Bend, Texas.
She got hand, foot, and mouth, and we had a very difficult time finding pain medicine. We went to like eight stores. I was very surprised.
CVS is limiting purchases of children's Tylenol and similar medications to two products per customer. Stunned at how much it's costing to put together Christmas dinner? It's no wonder. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says the price of a dozen eggs is 49% more than this time last year. Flour for cookies and pies up 25%, butter 27%. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Check the forecast before you hit the road for Christmas. There's a winter storm watch for all of western and southern Wisconsin. Meteorologists say there's potential for a major storm. First, the snow is expected to start falling tomorrow night, then the winds pick up Thursday into Friday. After that, frigid temperatures for the holiday weekend. Wind chills could be as low as 25 below. A Wanakee woman is sentenced to 8 years in prison for causing a fatal crash near Toma last year. Court documents say Carrie Herbst had more than twice the legal amount of alcohol in her blood when she drove onto Interstate 94 the wrong way and caused several vehicles to crash. One man died. In sports, the Packers keep their slim playoff hopes alive with a win over the Rams last night. The Bucks beat New Orleans. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I don't know if you guys are just joining us, but I had a conversation a bit earlier from a listener named Julie, who really, to her credit, really was open and honest in the kind of dialogue and conversation that needs to be had in this country to deal with, you know, the realities of what's happening in America. And I was saying before we went to break that she was the best conversation and caller I've ever had. She lives in Florida, and she comes up and spends time taking care of her mom and dad, and she was open and honest about, you know, race in this country, and especially from her perspective. And then when I was able to point out to her the perspective of people who have, you know, kind of suffered from the racism in this country, she wasn't someone who said, no, that's not true. She actually, you know, could feel and understand that, yeah, at the root of all of that is pain that has been inflicted on people for no reason whatsoever. You know, no reason. People you don't know. But that's the reality of what it is for a segment of people and population in this country. Always has been, always will be, until people are willing to face the truth about that. Corinna, thank you very much for calling back, and I said I'd give you an opportunity to speak. Go ahead.
Well, Earl, you know, like you said, everybody have their own view. Right? Because you have a different perspective. You have a different view. I have a perspective of two countries. And honestly, working for a corporate and watching what's going on and how people, or society, I would say, is in it here, I can say that there is a very well-known corporate practice to move people in the corporate every 6 months around. There's a reason for it, so people will not going to get friendly with each other and create the groups. For same reason, it applies to the country. If you have people divided by race, by religion, if you are underserved in your health care, and most of us are afraid to go to a doctor thinking about how much money we have to pay for it,
right.
if majority of the country is undereducated, then it's easy to rule dumb and sick people. So all this, with the Christianity on top of it, and bringing in my personal belief, I'm sorry, your personal belief, if they are attached to their religion, they're not personal. Religion is a mass activity. For that reason, Earl, I'm sorry. I think the perspective, even though for 25 years I live in this country, I can say it's better. But it's better which way? That the people don't talk about it and just pretend it's gone? What about retribution? What about to pay back to the people, to families, to a whole generation and legacy and broken trees of a family? How about that? Yes, Germans, for example, did the horrible thing to many people, including Jewish community. They pay back. They still paying back. Why nobody paying back to slavery in America?
So
nobody even talking about
that? So let me say this to you, Corinna. Because right now, as you speak, in California, there is a conversation being had about exactly what that was and why there should be some retribution of what took place. But there are people who will say that didn't matter, it didn't have anything to do with me, and so because of that, we think that's unjust for those of us who had nothing to do with that, with slavery. And so now you're asking us to pay for what our ancestors and forefathers did, and it's not fair, it's not right for me. I didn't have anything to do with it. You say what to that?
Well, there is such a thing as a karma, one. Two, there is a generational responsibility. And the question is, and the reason it has to be done, not because there are some people did it and some people didn't do it, but because to bring the people who were in slavery to a level and give them what you can to make their today and the future life better. You're not going to be able to do the past better. You can do future and the present. And this is what needs to be done. It's not about who did it. It's about why it happened and what is happening right now. If this government can make rules and regulations on the principle of Christianity, Christianity have a repentance. Christianity have so many installation to pay back for what you did bad.
So, Corinna,
why you're not using that? You're using it against the abortions.
Corinna, let me have this conversation. You know, I mean, this is another great conversation. So what you just said, and as you talk about reparations, there are people who are listening and saying, oh, so Corinna's from Russia, and look at what's happening in Ukraine. Is Russia going to then owe reparations to the Ukrainian people? What would be your thought on that?
Well, I think it will be done. It always been done. If you're going to look into the Russian history, and even we're going to take World War II, right? Through all the time after the 1945, Russian left a lot of people from Berlin to Moscow in every different country to rebuild the country, what was broken and what was destroyed, and help people to rebuild it. Even though they had not technically started the war, right? So Russian will retribute to those territories and to those people. And I know they will, because it was done all the time. And the reason it's done is because it brings the whole country up to the level. It's not done specifically to people. You have to think about how this country can bring their own people to a level when they feel comfortable and appreciated in this country. In this country.
So, Corinna, you know, yes. What you really do, you know, you're another person who's been right on point with your response, because, again, you've pointed out that these are all Americans, right? We're all Americans.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So when you talk about, and this is kind of what I was trying to point out to Julie, is that, you know, you can't say we're all Americans and we talk about the flag and we talk about the Constitution and we talk about the Bill of Rights and we talk about all of those things, and yet still in the country, it's not a level playing field, even after all of this time. And
you know what?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I just want to say a couple things before I forget. Earl, you know, you said people don't say, oh, I have nothing to do with that, so it doesn't apply to me. You can take a Trump and the way how he treats the Constitution, this is exactly the same logic. Oh, I have nothing to do with creating Constitution. Who knows what those people 200 years ago were thinking? It doesn't apply to me today because I have this and this and this. What I can overwrite with. No, there are things in this life and in the history and then in the government which you have to stick to it. Otherwise, it's anarchy. It's complete anarchy. Yes, even your radio station have that lawyer from, think he has it from 3 to 4.
Yes.
What is it about it that you going after people? Every time he talks about Russia and the Ukraine conflict, he's talking about hunting down Russian people all over the world.
So I don't, whatever.
No, I'm giving an example. I'm not giving an example. This is the mentality that it's not the government, it's not few people at the power, but let's hunt down people.
Hey,
no,
Corinna.
People don't do this.
Listen, we got to go to a break. Thank you very much. Another great call. You know, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Listen, we got to go to a break. So when we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post-ABC News poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A winter storm watch begins at 6 a.m. Thursday morning and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Highs level off around 25 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 4 above tonight. 25 tomorrow, overcast. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, kind of, there's something going on in the country, clearly, that some changes that are underway that I've noticed as somebody who's lived in the state of Wisconsin my entire life, that blue is becoming red, red is becoming blue. As rural areas across the nation are becoming red, suburban enclaves are becoming blue. And to me, that phenomena is amazing to me. You know, the wild counties, Washington County, Waukesha County, and Waukesha, the wild counties, Waukesha,
Wausau.
How am I forgetting? Somebody help me. Waukesha, Washington County, Brown County. Those have been, you know, really areas that, for the most part, have been strong conservative. But there's something changing. And the conservative voice and view in those different areas are changing. Republican domination in rural Wisconsin is not enough to hold off what, you know, is happening in the suburbs around, you know, Milwaukee and other places. What am I talking about? So listen to the changes over the last 4 or 5 voting cycles. Wauwatosa, a 24-point swing from 16.2 Democratic to plus 40.3 Democratic over the last, you know, 6 voting cycles. A 24-point swing. I would have never thought Wauwatosa would go from 16% Democratic to 40%. River Hills, a 9.4 Republican to now a 24-point swing to now 14.6 Democratic. Whitefish Bay, a 23-point swing from plus 20.2 Democratic to plus 43.6 Democratic. Wind Point, a 23-point swing from plus 11.8 Republican to plus 11 Democratic. Number 5, Mequon, a 22-point swing from plus 22.3 Republicans to plus 8 Republican. Bayside, a 21-point swing from plus 26.5 Democrat to plus 47.8 Democrat. Elm Grove, a 21-point swing from plus 25.9 Republican to plus 4.8 Republican. Fox Point, a 21-point swing from plus 20.4 Democrat to plus 41.3 Democrat. Brookfield, a 20-point swing from plus 27.8 Republican to plus 7.9 Republican. And Menominee Falls, a 19-point swing from plus 27.8 Republican to plus 8.5 Republican. Something is transpiring across suburban enclaves in the state of Wisconsin who overwhelmingly supported Scott Walker and his ilk and conservatism. But that has changed. It swung. And there are more and more, and all of those different areas that I just talked about were all well-educated, white, and had been voting Republican, you know, over the last 20, 30 years. They're changing. What they all have in common is that they're financially, in those areas, well-off and college-educated. In every one of those suburbs I just talked about, that's what they all have in common, white and well-educated. These 10 communities are all relatively high-educated, high-income suburbs in southeastern counties of Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Waukesha, Racine. A little farther down the same list, you would find many more places in metropolitan Milwaukee, like Cedarburg, Germantown, and Delafield. And numerous Madison suburbs like Middleton, Fitchburg, and Verona. So what's taking place is these areas that were once solidly conservative are now starting to trend towards the Democrats. Why? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Why do you think that there's been this swing? And this is why the Republicans who are in power, they know. They know this is transpiring and taking place. It's not that there are more black people voting today because the sheer numbers of blacks are so minuscule in the state. We only make up 5% of the population. Why are whites, well-educated whites in these suburbs, starting to trend away from conservatism and Republicans and voting Democrat? 844-967-2789 is the number. What say you?
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief. Wells Fargo will pay $3.7 billion for ripping off customers. CBS's Jim Krasula.
The bank was found to have violated consumer financial laws through illegal fees and interest on auto loans and mortgages and incorrectly collecting overdraft fees against savings and checking accounts.
The Biden administration has until late this afternoon to respond after the Supreme Court's Chief Justice allowed immigration officials to temporarily continue turning back migrants at the border. Camilo Veguesar, his family, are among tens of thousands packed into El Paso.
This is a blessing. They don't have to help us.
A 6.4 earthquake has cut off power to 70,000 customers in Northern California. Eric Keller lives in Fortuna.
I was in bed and everything just started shaking like crazy. It lasted, I guess, about 20 or 30 seconds.
Widespread damage reported to homes and roads. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. Childcare in Wisconsin could get even more expensive as funding grants issued during the height of the COVID pandemic come to an end. In Wisconsin, over 60% of childcare center directors who responded to a recent national survey said they'll have to raise tuition. 34% say they'll have to cut wages or end salary increases for early childhood educators. Wisconsin already ranked 20th among the most expensive states for childcare. The average cost nearly $12,600. As of October in 2020. Keep your eyes on the forecast over the next few days. A winter storm watch is in effect for all of western and southern Wisconsin. Snow expected to start falling Wednesday night with winds on Thursday and Friday gusting up to 50 miles an hour. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Yes, there's something going on in suburbs surrounding Milwaukee and in some of the suburban areas around Madison where there's been this flip of voters who once not so long ago under Governor Scott Walker voted clearly along Republican lines that have now changed and are now starting to vote Democrat. And it has really perplexed Republicans. Had they not been able to pick up the votes in rural areas where that were once Democratic that have also now flipped to Republican. They would almost be at risk of never, ever winning another election cycle. And don't act as if the Republicans are not aware of this. They're very much aware of this, and they don't understand, you know, why in these educated areas and well-off areas that these people are not voting Republican anymore. If the Democratic collapse in rural western and northern Wisconsin was the most dramatic feature of the state's 2016 election map, then the unchecked Republican decline in suburban southern Wisconsin is the most arresting feature of the 2022 map. It is all the more striking when you consider that Republicans had reasons to believe they might steady their suburban ship this year. With Donald Trump not on the ballot, with a Democrat in the White House and who has poor job ratings, with crime and inflation playing prominent roles in the campaign. But that didn't happen. The Supreme Court's abortion decision overturning Roe versus Wade is certainly one possible explanation for this, but the trend goes back to 2016, when the state's most populous suburbs lurched away from the GOP, and it has persisted in the Trump era across different election cycles, contests for different statewide offices, and battles between different candidates. So there clearly is a seismic change in suburban areas and enclaves that used to always vote conservative. They have made this shift, and it has made all the difference in the world for the Democratic Party. It was at the root of what happened in the midterms. While in the long run, these suburban shifts undoubtedly reflect changes in the composition of the metropolitan suburbs, the kinds of people moving in and out, the partisan changes are so dramatic from one election to another that population trends alone can't account for them. Voter preferences are also shifting just as they have moved in opposite directions in so many rural communities. Look. You know, people have their own minds, and people are going to look at what's in the best interest for themselves and their families, which is the reason and the way things should always be. That's what we should always do. Vote what's in the favor of our families and what is happening now at these points and times in our lives. Now, and so let's do this, man. Let's bring let's just bring CJ on, man. Just bring him on. CJ, are you aware that the suburban areas are moving towards Democrat?
My dad always says it's hard to argue with Santa Claus. And the Democrat Party has lied and cheated better than the Republicans. They lie about the Republicans' positions. And your party spent $44 million supporting Republicans in the primaries. Earl, you're well aware of that.
Well, they can support whoever they want to support. They didn't do anything illegal.
So the Democrat Party,
they didn't do anything illegal.
With them spending money supporting Republicans.
Did they do anything legal?
With that.
The issue is, did they do anything illegal, CJ? CJ.
Oh, so you're okay with it?
They didn't do anything illegal.
Better, and you condone it.
Hey, CJ, it's politics, and they didn't do anything.
That it is for the Democrats.
And they didn't do anything illegal. Republicans spent money supporting Democrats they didn't like. That's the way it works.
When?
CJ.
When have they spent $44 million?
CJ, respond
Earl,
to the
you
CJ.
Make up stuff, man.
CJ, respond.
Come on, man.
Respond to
Come
the
on,
respond
man.
To what I'm talking about. Why have suburban?
What date was this? 2016
no,
or
2022. 2016 to 2022. So why have suburban whites left the conservative, didn't vote for the conservative party, chose
because
to vote for Democrats?
Because you made abortion the number one issue for Republicans
I made it that.
Well, not you, your party. Your party lied about the position of Republicans that we want to. Yes, we don't like the fact that abortion is paid for by taxpayers. I don't like it. I don't think we should have to pay it. I don't think religious entities should have to pay for it and support it. But your party, Earl, lied that we want to end and take over women's.
Hey, CJ, hang on a second. Let's bring Tom up, man. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Tom from West Dallas. You want to respond to CJ?
How can you respond to that ignorance? I have no clue. I have a really good friend. I have a couple of really good friends who grew up in Mequon, and they were staunch Republicans. I've known them since the early 90s, and they now are Democrats. And they said mainly the reason why is because the Republican Party left them. They said they do not – they condone anything that that Trump has done and the other Republicans, the shady games they're playing, and they're stealing. You want to talk about stealing stuff, CJ? What about stealing Supreme Court seats by saying one time that, oh, it's too close to an election, we can't do a Supreme Court, and then the next time around, all of a sudden, oh, well, we got a month to go. Yeah, we'll put this Supreme Court person in. So don't give me the stealing abortion and all that other stuff that he is saying.
Tom, hang on a second. Hang on. CJ, respond.
Sure.
Mere fact that, you know, he deflects on what, how about the $44 million
CJ,
that
you're the king of deflection.
Republicans.
You're the king of deflection.
You lie and cheat better than Republicans do.
Respond to what he just said,
We're
CJ.
Living in a Democrat world
CJ,
right now.
Can you respond to what he just said?
The Supreme Court? You
yes.
want to talk? That was done legally. Legally done. Yes.
Okay,
so,
but you just ignored what I said to you, that the Democrats legally put $44 million. You totally ignored that.
You're okay with it, though. You're okay with them supporting Republicans. So you lie and cheat better. You condone it, Earl. That's the beauty that, yes, I would not condone the Republican Party. You said we support Democrats. Name it. Name when and where, Earl. Put some facts behind your statement.
Okay, so hang on, CJ. Let's bring Corinna back. Corinna, you want to talk to CJ?
Yes, please. Hi, CJ. Haven't heard you for a while. Was actually worried about if you are okay. How's your health?
So what do you want to say,
CJ? My thing is, I have a question. Earl, I have a question.
Go ahead.
CJ is saying that Republicans don't want to pay for abortion. Can you explain this part to me, please?
CJ?
What do you mean? I don't think that I should have to, as far as the religious factor, the government, U.S. government, should not have to pay for
Where is
for
the government paying for
abortion?
Where is the
if
government
you want to support Planned Parenthood, you send the money, not people that don't believe in abortion. The right to choose was not ended. If you want an abortion, go to Illinois and get your drugs and an abortion. So the mere fact that now it was turned over to the state doesn't mean it's ended. And yes, Ron Johnson and the Republican Party would love to have a referendum on what limitations do you believe in for abortion? What limitations do you believe in? No restrictions up to the day before a baby's born?
Okay, put them up. Put them on hold. Put them on hold. Tom, you want to respond?
And how do you respond to that? There is no response. It's just so, on the let's just play one little tiny narrow opinion and not see the big picture.
So Tom, why do you think that the Republicans are losing suburban white voters? CJ can say it's, pie in the sky, but there's a reason.
Well, again, like I said, my friends who are Republicans left the party because they said the party left them. With all the extremism of the Taylor Greens who seem to listen to everything she has to say.
Lauren Boebert.
Right. All of those people, and they're sitting there like, why are we dealing with these crazy people? This isn't right. And that's why they left, and I believe that's why others are leaving, too. They're just seeing these extremists who, like CJ, who want to just sit there and pound and complain about stuff but can't see a big picture, just a narrow picture, and don't want to acknowledge anything else, just that little tiny thing.
All right. Corinna? All right. Corinna, you say what?
People who's on Title 19, for example, and need to have an abortion, the payment comes out of their pocket. People who have insurance, they pay for insurance deductible copay. People who doesn't have insurance pay out of their pocket. How does the Republican Party pay for an abortion? Please answer one sentence. How they pay for it?
Hey, Corinna, hold on. Let's go to Rico from Rock County. Good evening. Oh, good morning. How you doing? You say what, my friend?
Hey, Earl. Hey, great show.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on this move in the Democratic vote.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think what we saw here is it started with the Walker and definitely got going with Trump. I think that, especially Trump, exposed the Republican Party for what they are in reality and moved not only a portion of Republican voters, but more importantly, I think engaged a lot of people to get involved in the elections and vote. And that's what I love about your program and all the fine programs on civic media is now that these people are engaged, we need to keep them engaged and educated as to keep them there. Keep them involved, keep them educated.
Rico, we're going to do it. Thank you. Hang on, guys. We've got to go to a break. I'll come back to all of you after the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Please come home. Baby, please come home.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've met Ted Cruz more than once.
Slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids were like, what, Bobby?
He was invading lots of bubbles. Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm watch begins at 6 a.m. Thursday morning and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 25. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 4 above tonight. High of 25 tomorrow. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us from that at that same number. CJ, you know, Tom, Corinna, Rico, Tom from West Dallas, Corinna from Milwaukee, Rico from Rock County. All of these people have legitimate reasons that they are given for why people they know are leaving the Republican Party. But you totally dismiss all of that. And so the Republican Party is fortunate not to have you as their spokesperson because, you know, they're trying to figure out why, and yet you don't accept the reality of what these people are saying, because, you know, in your mind, it's the Democrats being untruthful, and that's why people are leaving the Republican Party. You say what, CJ?
Well, the mere fact that your party won the last election, you've controlled the your party has controlled the economy, our national security, and the proof is people are living your party.
CJ, right now, is that girl, why the Republicans, because
your economy, you can deflect and make it think plain that people are leaving. I know Democrats that have left. They've got people begging Joe Biden.
Hey, CJ, I just ran down the numbers of people. Ran down the numbers of Republicans who are leaving in suburban enclaves.
I don't believe it. Well,
whether you believe it, look in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Everybody's living your party,
okay,
Earl. Everybody's living 7% inflation. We're living the disaster of a war.
And you know what, CJ? CJ, if that was the issue, then why didn't Republicans have that red tsunami that you kept talking about?
About our position.
Huh?
You lie about our candidates' positions. You lied about Ron Johnson's position on abortion, inflation, spending, the war. You name it. Your party lies better than you do.
There's something that's transpiring. CJ doesn't have the capacity to understand it, right?
Right.
But what you said about the people you know, because I know some Republicans who have decided, hey, this stuff is out there, right? Donald Trump, and when Donald Trump came on board and everything was a lie, they had to assess things themselves, right? I mean, that the man was a lunatic and is a lunatic, and that, you know, they didn't want to be associated with that. So that's why I think many of them left.
Yeah, and when you get people like CJ who are so ingrained in all this BS, I mean, he's blaming Biden for 7% inflation. Well, what about the 20% over in this country and the 18% in that country? The whole world has inflation right now, not just us. And actually,
and we
are
have
far
the lowest.
Better off
yes.
than they are.
Yeah.
So don't go yelling at Biden about egg prices being sky high. It's not nothing Biden did. He didn't cause the big bird flu coming around that took out half the chickens. Don't blame, you know, blame Biden for the meat prices going up, even though the whole Southwest is a desert right now and the cows can't eat anything. You know, but no, that's all Biden's fault. I mean, look at the real thing. Stop listening to AM talk on the righty side that puts these ideas in your head, and you just sit there and go, yeah, that's it. That's got to be it. Come on.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Corinna.
Thank you, Earl.
Corinna.
You know, it is just an opinion and observation. I think that we're talking about two different phenomena. One is that where blue-collar farmers, low-income people, all of a sudden switch to Republicans. And Republicans who have been for some time with the Republican Party switching back to democracy. And my thing is Republicans are selling a dream, okay? They're selling a falseful hope to people, saying, oh, Republicans are, quote, are rich people, and if you're going to be with us, then you at some point going to get to the point where all this great write-off on the jet plane will be applied to your income. Can you imagine? It's a Scientology. It's a sect. It's not a party. They're not realistic, and this is why people who's been with the Republican Party can see that clearly and go to the Democrats, where you can actually see reality of the things. And the people who lower income, unfortunately, most likely going in for a dream.
Hey, Corinna, thank you very much, as always. I really appreciate it. Rico, you and I will we'll close it out, my friend. You want to say what?
I just gotta laugh at the CJ. I mean, what I was talking about earlier was exactly flip flop from what he was trying to say. It was the lies and the hypocrisies, and it was the fact that people hated Trump so much. That's why they came out in 2020. They weren't even engaged in politics, but they knew one thing. They had enough of this man, and that is why he lost that election by almost 8 million votes.
You know what, Rico? That is it. People knew
that.
They didn't.
Who he was.
Yes. They saw him up close and personal.
Yes, and he exposed the rest of the party, too.
Yes, and the other part of it is, you know, when you have a man who is a bully, right? Nobody, everybody knows the man is a bully, and that's the leadership. He represents the leadership of the party, a bully, and people have
a
to
liar.
Yes, and a liar, and so people had to make strong decisions, and man. Kudos to those people who said that's not us, right? We voted for him the first time around, but we see who and what he is and what he's representing, and he's not representing the masses of the people. He's not representing, and the Republican Party is not representing the people who work hard every day and try to make it the right way in this society. And they know that the Republican Party of today is more focused on those with all the money than they are on the average everyday person. And even those people who live in the suburbs are closer to the average person than they are to the people who've got all the money. Thank you very much, Rico, for listening, man. Thank all of you who made the show go, as always. Thank you, Connor. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.